Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys.
Welcome back.
That was really synced.
I know.
But can we do it again?
I saw your mouth start moving, so I was like, okay.
Can you do it?
Hey guys.
That was good.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of
Violating Community Guidelines.
Featuring Brady Broski and Sarah Shower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, today.
It's here.
Finally. I say that every episode. Yes. Long awaited. Yes. Every episode's long awaited. There are so many topics to talk about when we talk about internet history, but I feel like this one is incredibly important. Mm-hmm. And for so many reasons, for how it's blown up, the effect it's had on meme history, the effect it's had on community building online. And without further ado, it is Minecraft.
Minecraft. Separately, sidebar. You ever seen the movie Girl Interrupted?
I haven't, but I know about it.
So back in like the 60s, 70s, when you're getting like drafted to Vietnam, they do like a raffle for birthdays. So they announce like different birthdays. Like if you were born November 1st, this day, you've just been drafted. So like when you say like, you know, everyone's waiting for this, I imagine like, you know, we said Minecraft and everyone who does Minecraft is like, oh, it's our time, yes. You know.
Get to serve my country.
Yes, the Minecrafters, miners. Oh,
yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good. Gotta go into the cave. Mm-hmm. It used to be called Cave Game.
Yeah. There is a pretty big disclaimer with Minecraft. We want to be respectful, but also we'd like to say this is a massive fucking topic.
Yes.
And we will cover a lot, like as much as our research assistant thought was, and he's a huge Minecraft head.
Stanley is a miner.
Yeah, he is a miner.
He's a miner.
Junior year. Woo, go Dogs. But, So he is into Minecraft, and this is what he highlighted as his favorite, like his highlights reel. But there is still a lot more to be said about Minecraft.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you start to freak out in the comments, try to channel that energy into miners.
Yeah. The impact it's had on the internet.
Yes. Yes.
For some reason. The impact it's had on the internet is literally like still being processed.
Yeah.
You know, it's an ongoing thing. So if we left out your favorite YouTuber, if we left out your that's what I have to say. Okay? Fucking grow up.
I wish YouTube comments you could leave a voice note. That would be so fun if you just went through like the comments.
Someone's like, wow, Brittany, you've changed.
Dude, wait, that would actually be so fucking funny if like different social media platforms allowed a comment that's a voice memo.
You've just started something that is, it's going to happen.
Dude, you just, you do like wet smacking. Oh my God.
I was going to say, it's just sex sounds.
That would be so fun though.
Yeah.
To like go down the YouTube comments of like an Instagram model. Yep. Just disgusting.
Just absolutely vile.
Yes.
Ours would be like, just crying. Just
like a little violin.
Crying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dry heave weeping.
The soft pitter patter of Legos being built. Okay. Minecraft, initially titled Cave Game, is an indie Java video game created by Marcus Persson, aka Notch. It is a sandbox mining slash building game in which the player gathers various resources and combines them in different ways to create new objects and building structures. It has developed a significant following online with popular player-run servers, YouTube videos, and image derivatives. The full version of the game was released during Minecon in 2011. I think that what we need to understand about Minecraft, first and foremost, is that it is a place where creativity flourishes.
Mm-hmm.
People build... It's surpassed just being a video game. This is a platform.
Yeah.
There are servers. It's... should be treated as, you know, a sort of social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
Just the possibilities are endless. What people have managed to accomplish and create on Minecraft is, again, to be studied.
Yeah.
I wanted to get that just said. And then on top of that, we kind of went down a rabbit hole with all this. And I saw... I've always known Minecraft YouTubers are like a big thing. Like, uh-huh. Minecraft YouTubers have a huge following. And I was like, you're just watching someone else play a video game.
Yeah.
I get it now, dude.
Yeah.
There are some people that are so ridiculously good at Minecraft. They are building full-on worlds in this music video.
Yeah.
In this video game. And it's beautiful to watch. So mm-hmm. I get it. There's a sense of community. I think that the classic nature of the game, where it's very pixelated, is kind of nostalgic, and it's a break from the hyper realistic, you know, like Call of Duty or whatever.
Yeah, and it's just nice to see like your body type represented in like, a video game.
Just stiff and blocky.
Yes.
Absolute
low quality
shoulders. Yeah. Yeah. Low quality, a little blurry.
It really captures my pickaxe. No, but yeah, I mean, I imagine I love watching people like do Sims, like literally anything with Sims. So like, I can understand why anyone would like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like the fact that like, you know, you talked about your sister, like made two girls to have sex and then they gave their baby to the devil.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how did the fucking internet, like the whatever, even think of that?
Yeah.
You know, cause that's not your sister, like, you know, scripting that out.
Yeah.
That's just like what naturally progressed in the game. So I imagine with Minecraft, like how the way it can go is like really fucking interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a funny clip from my dad. I was talking to him recently about Minecraft because there was this period, I don't know if it was during the pandemic or what, but he got addicted to Minecraft.
Yeah.
And we used to play video games, like me and my siblings and all that, but it was rare that my dad would sit down and play with us. He sat down and built an entire world in Minecraft, and I want you to listen to it. So here it is.
Didn't everybody have their own houses?
Yeah, Jed had, he built a house out in the water, and then he found an abandoned mansion, and he put a railway from his, you know, the coastline where his water house was all the way over to the mansion.
Did you make them do all that with you? Was it forced building time?
No, so what would happen was Jet would come to me and he'd be like, Dad, you know, play Minecraft. And so he wanted to go and do his own thing, and then I'd be doing my own thing, and then he'd get tired of it because I would take a project on and he was like, you know, jumping from different worlds and, you know, trying to actually progress through the game because there is actually an objective to the game.
To become and, God.
Yeah, essentially to can have all powerful capabilities.
Anyway, wait, that reminds me of my dad. He didn't do Minecraft, but he played flight simulators.
Yeah,
when we were kids, he'd make us get behind us in our computer chairs and sit as if we were in an airplane.
That's really fun.
You know, that one of the sweet things that my dad did. One of the sweet things, but yeah.
We're going down!
Put your tray tables up! Yes.
That's really fun.
It was like a cart with drinks. But
it's your first taste of serving.
Yes.
Handing out peanuts to your siblings.
Jake and Hannah got business class, and I'm in the back near the bathroom. What's that smell? It's one of those fart like perfumes. Just to make it realistic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my dad's story.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about actually what the game is. You should know it.
Yeah.
There's a few different, there's survival mode, there's creative mode, whatever. Like, the actual game is to survive.
Yeah.
To create your world and survive in it. There are obstacles that try to kill you and then you respawn and then all that. But the true beauty comes from creative mode where you just, there are no bounds. It's limitless what you can achieve. I mean, I'm talking full on recreations of like
the Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
The pyramids. The just like incredibly well done. They did a full recreation of what's that thing from Star Trek? That thing.
Magic School Bus.
Yes. That thing, the space station from Star Trek.
Oh, the big saucer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That they did a full to scale recreation of that, the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, and you can go into all these different servers. It's so fun. I'm going to start playing it with Stanley. We're going to have Minecraft Thursdays.
Are you going to do like where you guys try to kill each other? You just build something together?
I would like to domesticate the pigs and chickens.
Yeah.
And I heard that you can put a saddle on the pig's back and ride it around. And yeah. I think that's silly.
That's the entirety of what you're doing.
Just going around hog riding, yes. Cranking my hog. Yes. You can also give a bone to the wolves and they become pets and they follow you around.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's, like real life.
I wanted, yeah, like real life.
Yeah.
Also, it's realistic.
Yeah, you're the Humane Society.
Yep.
You adopt all the wolves.
I'm banned from the Humane Society. Yes. I would like to do that. I would like to build a little vineyard and have domesticated wolves.
Yeah.
A simple life.
Yeah.
Have you played Minecraft before?
I've never played Minecraft before. I feel like this is one of those things where I truly don't have enough space on my computer or space in my brain.
And like, already you try to pull up that calculator and it just crashes out. Yeah.
No, but dude, like I feel like you have to have ADHD, like I couldn't finish anything, you know? Like I would start building like...
But that's not true because you do puzzles, you do Legos.
But that's like a finite thing. Like if I'm given like an infinite world that I could like... there's too many options where I just start to like crap my pants and cry. No,
right.
Like at least with the Lego set, I'm building the set, which also, by the way, we have a neighbor to our left. She's a soap opera star and her nephew designs Lego sets.
How fucking cool.
She showed me this like full video of like where he collapsed all the pieces and like the different like layers in it. I was like, holy shit. And then they also have like this like massive like Lego collection.
What a fun job.
I know. It was crazy.
You guys could do like an anatomically correct penis. Couldn't that be the next one?
She's like, how about a fax machine?
Okay, but what about the penis?
You put your penis on a fax machine and then you copy it. And then
you photocopy it and then there's also a vagina. Yes. A vagina.
And then a Lego magnet to put it on the fridge.
And then there could be a sound effect.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So Stanley told us not to explain how you play the game, so we're just going to go into
that's
like...
That's humiliating.
Yeah, it is. It's so embarrassing.
If you guys want to learn about Minecraft, you picked the wrong podcast to listen to.
We are going to talk about like multiplayer worlds and like servers, though. So multiplayer is a server-based version of Minecraft that enables multiplayers to interact with each other on a single world, allowing them to work together to mine ores, build structures, and fight mobs or each other, or to simply play together. I can imagine you in like a multiplayer like server. Like everyone's like fighting mobs and you're just, you know, riding pigs around.
Yeah. I've got a whole army of pixelated animals following me.
You have survived only for the only due to the fact that you're like doing your own thing on pigs.
Yeah. Yes. I have. They're my warrior pigs.
Have you seen those TikToks of like 10 velociraptors versus like 100 yes. kangaroos? Yes.
I watched one recently that was like 20 bears versus 100 zombies. Yes. I was like, bears, go get the bears. Yeah, they killed the bears.
Yeah. So it's you versus like the two remaining like Minecraft people and like 50 pigs.
Yeah, you would never win.
Yes,
me and my pig army, my parmy, if yes. you will, are fucking crushing you, dude. Mm-hmm. Anyone watches Rick and Morty? Do you watch Rick and Morty? What are we even doing? It's so impossible to talk to you.
Yes,
there's an episode of Rick and Morty where basically Rick creates this Fairytopia land for his daughter Beth to go to, and it's this like portal, and so she goes into it and it's like her imagination land, and it's all, you know, she can't hurt herself in there and she has her little friends, whatever. Well, she brought her friend into it and then she left the imagination land and left the friend in it.
Yeah.
And then forgot about him. And so for the rest of time, they were like, he was like a missing person, when really he's in this imagination land and he had sex with all of the animals and all the creatures, and now they're all just his little like little army. And I that is a long-winded explanation of what I would do in Minecraft.
Oh my god. Yes.
When I start impregnating all the chickens and then they're my little chicken babies.
Yeah, perverse spin on boot camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 months of hell, but for a different reason. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually would love, like, chickens, but...
They're so cute. Like, mm-hmm. the Minecraft animals are so cute.
They're so blocky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you, like, tear their heads off?
I don't know. But you, when you get going at that pig with the pickaxe, and they go, and they start squealing.
Yeah. And that's what Minecraft is all about.
It is. And that's, if you play it or you don't, okay?
Imagine getting, like, a group of 10 people to, like, hit pigs with pickaxes. Pig axes.
You're on a list somewhere. Pig axes is good. Yeah, there's a... But you have to do that to mine for resources.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do it that to cows to get leather.
Yeah.
And then you do chickens to get, like, eggs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't played it in so long.
Yes. There's also the gameplay, which we can talk about. Multiplayer works using a server, which allows players to play online or via a local area network with other people. There are various customization options that can be set by operators. These settings depend on the type of server and can create many different multiplayer experiences. And then there's also chat, which contributes to the whole like social media network-ish stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
Players can press T, you know, to open the chat and talk to each other, like talk to other players. Which, I mean, can you talk to other people in Sims?
I don't think so.
I feel like that if you should. You should be able to do
that.
Well,
there's the chat feature of like talk to this person, like talk to your neighbor.
Yeah.
But it's not you typing.
Yeah.
It's like they're speaking Simlish to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which everyone here is fluent.
Yes.
Of course. A few famous Minecraft servers. Hypixel, Mineplex, Brawl, Mine Heroes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Minheros. Yeah. The Greek.
The Greek Minecraft server.
Pixelmon, Skyblock, Libercraft, and thousands more.
Mm-hmm.
There are famous Minecraft multiplayer games. There was Minecraft Hunger Games, mm-hmm. the survival games, which I watched so many YouTube videos on this.
Yeah.
It was a fucking world, dude. They literally created a Hunger Games universe,
mm-hmm.
and like famous YouTubers would play in it, and like they would take bets and do all this.
Yeah,
they created like the cornucopia in the middle, mm-hmm. and the things that like pop the characters up, and then they all have to fight and kill each other.
Yeah, I feel like so it's like they basically recreated like Hunger Games, but I feel like even when I think about the Hunger Games, there's like, I can't play video games because I just get so overwhelmed. There's like fight, flight, or freeze. I would just freeze. Mm. So when I think about like the actual Hunger Games, or if I was in like Minecraft Hunger Games, I would just kill myself immediately.
Yeah.
I would give up.
I would go on the offensive and then be like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kill you. Yes. And then I'd kill myself. I'm going strong and then finish weak.
Yeah. But it was actually really interesting. There can be 24 to 48 players in the game. Players start at a place called Spawn. The final objective is to try to be the last one standing.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. And players can't break or place any blocks in the game. So you can't build. Mm-hmm. You're just killing.
Yeah, you're just you're running around in their world.
I just think of like a child like show, like spin off of Bob the Builder, Bob the Killer.
Yeah. Yes. Just a pickaxe.
Yes. Life lesson is don't kill. Yep. The only way one can get loot is to find chests and open them. Several chests appear. Take the beating heart. It's like a glitch in like the Minecraft world. Everyone's like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, they're cannibals! Oh my god!
So several chests appear at the spawn location, but many players will be thinking of looting them, so they are not the safest option. Yeah, like in the actual Hunger Games, you couldn't, don't hang around the fucking cornucopia.
Yeah.
The chests contain items such as food, weapons.
You being like, rule number one. Yes. Fucking dumbass. Yes. Don't hang around the cornucopia.
Such as food, weapons, armor, diamond, iron, and occasionally flint or sticks. However, it's almost impossible to get an iron or diamond sword in the chest. That depends on the server. Some servers, like MCSG, never give iron and diamond swords, but other servers might allow them to be in the chest. In order to obtain iron and diamond swords in servers like MCSG, players need to craft items by right-clicking on the crafting table. Yeah, so, like, what I gathered from watching the other YouTube videos and, like, reading through this, apparently, like, it's kind of annoying when there's too many, like, chests or, like, too many... Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's too... It's not enough of a challenge?
Yeah, like, it's not enough of a challenge. Where it's, like, kind of annoying if there's, like, way too many, like... There's way too much loot, you know, basically.
Yeah. I can see how this would be fun, where instead of... You could go on the offense of just, like, I'm killing everybody I see.
Yeah.
Or you could be strategic and team up with randos and be like, listen, let's go after him. And there's, like, only 24-something people. That'd be really fun. Stanley left us a little note because Stanley is a major minor.
But then,
he's 14.
Yes, a major minor, yes. But then the thing is, like, what happens, similar to the actual Hunger Games, is that there's two people left and you guys have to, like, one has to, like, suicide pact or like
and eat them fucking berries
yes,
the suicide pact.
Put the pickaxe.
God, I want to go home and watch Hunger Games. I wish it was raining.
Yes,
I wish I watch Hunger Games in the rain.
Yes.
So Stanley left us a note under the rise and fall of Minecraft Hunger Games and said, God, I miss it so much. It actually hurts. Nothing will compare to the thrill of racing to the cornucopia. Best friends at my side. Teaming with strangers and fighting my way towards victory. When will I ever be happy again?
Well, I mean, you can still play it, but the games I'm gathering are not that good because there's way too many, like, there's way too much loot and shit.
Yeah.
And kids.
Yeah.
So how you play, when you join the server, you may choose a kit. There's always four free kits, which will be listed in chat as your available kits. You can buy more and see kits descriptions there. Once the game starts, you should find a jungle or swamp biome, with a desert biome being a secondary option. You can make soup out of one coca bean in one bowl, two cacti in one bowl.
Coffee soup.
Yes. You made coffee.
You simply made coffee.
Yes. One red mushroom, one brown mushroom, one bowl. Each soup restores 3.5 hearts, or if you're in full health, 3.5 hunger bars. There are a lot of tactics to eat soup. There are a lot of tactics to eat soup.
This seems really fun.
I know, with your hand and with a spoon. Lap it up like a dog. Yes.
Are there rivers in England? that was a throwback to the last episode,
if you
guys.
Saw it, or if this one comes out first, throw forward.
Yeah.
A teaser.
You got to go check that one out.
Yes. There are 70 plus kids, with one being added every week. Holy shit. How long are the Hunger Games?
Until someone dies.
A full year of Hunger Games.
But remember, they would, like, the sponsors would speed it up.
Yeah.
Or they would, like, introduce something and I don't know.
Your Jaguar.
Hunger Games. The car.
Yes. Horrible crash test rating. Imagine, like, playing Minecraft and getting hit with a Jaguar car in the jungle.
Being plowed down.
Yes.
So the feast is probably the most important part of the game. Mm-hmm. The feast is 10 chests and an enchantment table, which spawn on top of a circular patch of grass. You can get many items from the feast: meat, ender pearls, potions, diamond armor, diamond swords, cobwebs, TNT, flint and steel, lava, water buckets, bows, arrows. The enchantment table is also useful for enchanting your armor and tools with the levels you gained as you play. The feast is announced in the chat 15 to 22 minutes into the game. The chat tells you how much time is left until the feast starts, beginning with 5 minutes, and it tells you the exact coordinates. We should play.
Okay, yeah, let's definitely play. We need like a team though. Wait, how many people can be? No, can you even have a team in Hunger Games?
Probably not. I think this is like you join the server and then it's just random people. But you and I could be in the server along with all the other people. Dopey have thumbs?
Does Dopey have thumbs? Nobody's got a bloodlust. So he comes like over with like a headphone. Beer, beer.
Who's that? She sounds cute. Dopey's a gamer girl.
Yeah. There's also Skyblock, which I watched the video on. It's one of the most popular survival game modes. The idea is that you can create and expand your very own world infinitely with only minimal materials. Yeah, so
just
it's
a cocoa bean and water.
With coffee, anything's achievable. Yeah. Don't talk to me before I have my morning coffee.
Choke and die.
Basically, it's this big floating island where you get a little, like, you get a chest and then you get a tree and then you have to, like, make iron with the lava and the water, or like you have to make like these blocks, and if it turns to obsidian, you're fucked. And you, like, can't restart the, if you fall and you die, you just have to, like, delete the game and restart it.
I would just build a revolver and shoot myself.
But basically, like, it's the hardest part is like trying to like get the fucking island tree, like island started, and then like once you have like an entire world up there, like it kind of gets like monotonous. Is that the word?
What's the goal?
To just build an island
out of nothing.
Yeah,
they out give of you some legumes.
Very minimal. Yeah, you have to build a bridge with green beans. It was.
They give you some edamame. Yes. To figure it out.
It was originally created by Noob Crew, a veteran Minecraft player. He was in the military. You start on a small island floating in the middle of the void with a few items and a single tree, and you must learn to use and preserve your materials wisely, as each one has a strategic use. For example, lava buckets, and to know the basics of Minecraft in order to complete challenges and to expand. It is normal to make beginner mistakes, sometimes requiring many restarts. There are countless Skyblock maps that can be found over various Minecraft community websites. You can also play online by choosing a Skyblock multiplayer server. Skyblock is widely known as being the most popular map and game mode ever created on Minecraft, while being highly popular for almost a decade, with gameplay and tutorials from just every YouTuber, including MrBeast, PewDiePie, Captain Sparkles, and others. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what multiplayer mode entails. Do you see another island in the distance and your friend's just like jumping up and down like, hey?
You shoot cannonballs at it.
Yes.
I would, I don't know. It doesn't sound that fun. This one. I would want to do something else. Yeah. I just want to do creative mode where you can just, you hear the peaceful music.
Yeah.
And you just have your little animals.
Well, I mean, once you, like, manage to build your island in the sky, like, you can raise animals there.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. You can have your pigs and they just fall off the side.
No! Porky!
Wilbur!
I only have 400 left.
There goes our last.
Wilson!
You're raising pigs and volleyballs?
Bloody handprints on all my pigs.
Welcome to my island.
Well, Sky Wars is a multiplayer minigame where each player starts off on separate islands that's floating in the void and tries to battle each other, like in player versus player. The main goal is to be the last person or team alive to win. In the Bedrock server, the Hive, the islands are destroyed one by one, killing any players still on them. Often there is a middle, larger island that has better loot, an enchantment table, and sometimes several anvils. Although insane and other modes can occur and benefit the overall chest items, including your own chests, the center island, forgot what we were talking about.
The center island chests have the most powerful items relative to whatever mode the game occurs in. So everyone has their own island, and then the islands slowly get destroyed, so you have to like make your way. Well, then you die when your island gets destroyed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know.
There are so many. Bed Wars, The Walls, Factions, Prison PvP, Spleef. I've done that before. Parkour. TNT Run. Spleg. Done that too. UHC, Bounty Hunter, Death Run, Build Battle, The Blocking Dead. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So it does.
Which one should we... Bed Wars.
Let's talk about... Let's talk about the 2B, 2T.
I feel like factions is like what he touches on later, though, too. So should we explain those?
Sure.
So there's we're listing a bunch of different types of like servers, but faction is a server with a factions plugin installed is quite different to play than almost any other server. In faction servers, players team up to dominate the map. This can lead to some epic fights as well as much fun. However, players that are new or simply uninformed can be quite befuddled by the different playstyle as it adds several new mechanics. Yeah, so this one is where like, you know, like not League of Legends, or like where you like divide and conquer. Like you're supposed to conquer land as opposed to kill everyone or like build something. Yeah. Yes. However, players that are new or simple, often people with end game gear dominate the spawn point. All blocks within a 10,000 block radius of spawn are uninhabited, and most of the resources within a 20,000 block radius are stripped bare. So this is like actual like trenches sort of thing. With the right knowledge and a little bit of luck, though, it is possible to lead your faction to rule the map, you and all your pigs.
Me and all my pigs absolutely having, first of all, anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am the sole monarch.
Yeah, I just imagine, like, a Game of Thrones, like, type map, except, like, there's one part that's just you and your pigs. And then it slowly, like, gains ground, you know?
Yeah. Yes. The pigs are on the move.
A significant portion of this guide also applies to anarchy servers, although in that case, be aware that they will have far more hostile environments and players on top of the widespread use of hacked clients, non-existing claiming system. If someone wants your land, they'll just take it from you or grief it into oblivion, and near total lack of rules.
Now, grief means you steal their resources.
Yeah.
And that's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a server where that's like, okay, fine, do it.
But I feel like if you're killing people, why not steal from them as well?
Period.
Yeah.
Can we get a quote on that?
Yes.
All right. So a Minecraft client, often known as a hacked client, cheat client, or utility mod, is a modification to the game which offers modules, also known as cheats or hacks. These features are not in the vanilla form or default form of Minecraft. No clients are affiliated with Mojang, which is a company that owns Minecraft, similar to most mods.
Mm-hmm.
Two builders, two tools, or 2B2T for short, is a Minecraft anarchy server with virtually no rules, no staff, and no chat filters, with the exception of game-breaking anti-cheat for things like flight and super speed. The server is the second oldest running server in Minecraft, and the current map has been active since December 2010 without a single reset. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The server is hosted in Stockholm, Sweden, before moving to New York. The server has gained over 205,000 players and is infamous for its community, which I'm assuming is toxic and awful.
I know. But I just imagine, like, it has no reset. I just, like, if it's one singular computer where you just go, like, oh, it's slow. And then you restart it and everyone's like, no! Yes.
12 years. Gone. The server started around December of 2010. It was advertised by the original creators on places like 4chan and Facepunch always.
Mm-hmm.
Early days on the server were known as the Facepunch era. The server started to gain a great amount of players as it started to be constantly spammed in 4chan boards. And the influence of those players led to the popularization of terms like new F-slur and old F-slur, mm-hmm. as well as the creation of swastikas in the server. This just seems like a place of love and joy.
Yes.
This is, I mean, of all places to spread hate, I feel like we find this a lot. It's in the most obscure, what, like a Facebook page for furries? There's alt-right people in there. There's alt-right people in a fucked up Minecraft server. Do you people have nothing better to do?
That is actually crazy. Like, it's like, reminds me of like Harry Potter, like how she managed to write in like racism. It's like, this is Minecraft. Where it's like, why is there racism here? You guys are all the same color.
We're all pixels.
Yeah.
We're all just pixels in the game of Minecraft.
We all can be killed with an axe to the chest.
We all can be chased down by a hog army.
Yes.
And eaten, feasted upon. That would be my attack. Mm-hmm. Is if we're in one of these battle royales.
Yeah.
I'm taking all my pigs and I'm eating you.
I'm just imagining like boars, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah. Warthogs. They have tusks.
Yes.
This isn't your run-of-the-mill oink oink. This is like scary fucking hairy boars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a swee. You know?
Sweet! I do hog calls. Yeah. I'm one of those scary Appalachian women.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in August of 2013, 2B2T was featured in an IGN video calling the server one of the six most amazing things in Minecraft. On June 1st, 2016, the server went into chaos after YouTuber The Campaign Rusher made a video about 2B2T gaining over 3 million views in 4 years. So basically a bunch of his like followers like went to like the server and like crashed it for like a little bit because there was like you put like a spotlight on it, you know, and now there's all these people. And so like it just became a whole thing. It was old versus new and there was way too many new. And then everyone, it seemed like in subsequent years, would started making like videos about it. So it just like became like this larger than life sort of thing.
It is.
There's also the oldest anarchy server in Minecraft. In 2019, the catchphrase, the oldest anarchy server in Minecraft, became synonymous with 2B2T. 2B2T. I like the anarchy aspect of it. I kind of want to know, in regular Minecraft, what can you not do? I mean, besides, like, cheat codes, obviously, and, like, mod, like whatever those things are. But, like, what is, like, a no-no? Well, I guess, like, you know, calling like, people, like, a stupid shithead.
Yeah, like... In Minecraft, calling someone a stupid shit.
But I imagine it's like Club Penguin, where he's like, "Your account froze."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say that word, fucker.
Yes.
That is a great question. I don't know. I've never played Minecraft on the computer. I've always played it like on a PlayStation with a controller in my hand.
I did it with a pencil and a piece of paper.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Trot.
There's also Pop Bob. He's an infamous griefer and longtime youth on 2B2T that has become the subject of various shitposts and memes both within and outside the 2B2T community. His most recognized Minecraft skin is a troll face wearing a suit. Is that... I mean, I want to look at what a Pop Bob looks like. I like his name a lot, Pop Bob.
It smells like SpongeBob. But Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a little bit creepy. But his... His face is just super pixelated, much like everything else in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the girl when they introduced a girl in Minecraft way back when?
Hey,
when it was still in alpha or beta or whatever the fuck it was.
Girl Minecraft.
Girl Minecraft. She was slay.
It's going straight in the spank bank. Oh, they're all like kind of like kitty people. Oh, wait. I think I'm looking up different stuff.
Girl Minecraft skin.
Mm-hmm. She just has a like a side ponytail.
And neon Zoella hair.
So cute, though. She's like a single pixel that's like a red lip. And big pendulous breasts. They're the only thing that's
in... brown nipples.
They're the only thing in 4K. Everything else is pixelated.
It's the red pixel but on the butt. Yes. Swollen, inflamed butthole. Is there healthcare in the Minecraft universe?
I think they're mainly in the jungle, the desert, or like, I mean, I assume if you rebuild like Versailles, you could probably come up with like healthcare as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if you need like a salve or a balm? It's not like an urgent care.
You go to the tree sap and then you combine it with the water.
That's true. Get the tree sap and the coffee bean and you put it in your butthole and then you, then you, your chickens, they're running around. All right, we have got to talk about Minecraft YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we, as to the best of our abilities, yes, have explained the game. And we are sorry. Stanley, I would like to look you in the eyes and apologize. Just butchering the game. But we are going to talk about Minecraft YouTubers. And Lord, where do we start?
Mm-hmm.
We discovered that there is so much drama.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people, when we talked about, I can't remember what episode it was, but we talked about, viral games.
Yeah.
We mentioned Dream SMP and all them, and the audience, the fans found that, and that was cool, I guess, because that was kind of a merging of our audience and the Minecraft audience. And I will admit, I watched some of these videos, and I was slack-jawed in front of the computer screen, just...
No, dude, I like to watch people play, now that from that video, like, I like to watch people play video games while, like,
me
clean.
Me too, and I always shit on people that used to do that. I'm like, why don't you just play it? And now I'm like, because they're so much better than me.
Yeah, it's like a better, like, body doubling, where, like, if I've just, like, I've just put it on and I'm just, like, doing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go watch someone build, like, the Colosseum in Minecraft later tonight. Well, anyway, 2011 was the rise of the Minecraft YouTuber. Would you like to tell them about it?
Yeah, so Minecraft began. Sorry, I shit a little bit.
That was like your spine straightened out a little bit.
Decompressed my back. Began picking up in public interest of the game itself and on YouTube. Majority of Minecraft YouTubers were making survival Let's Play videos. The year that laid the foundation of Minecraft YouTubers, 2011. So you have Sky Does Minecraft, Adam Dahlberg. Better known online as Sky Does Everything or Net Nobody, formerly Sky Does Minecraft, is an American YouTuber, video game commenter, and former animator who gained prominence from the precursory Minecraft appeal, referring the Minecraft gold ingot item as butter and hating squids in the game. They also sang the song New World and as a Minecraft parody of at Minecon 2013. And he has some...
allegations.
Yeah, so... we're not saying, yeah, he's just that, everyone.
He's an abuser.
Yeah, everyone here has allegations, pretty much, and like, in this chunk of time.
Yeah, and like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I feel like that's also very common for like a lot of like YouTubers in this time.
Yeah, is it about Minecraft and YouTube that make you just want to beat on some women?
Just isolation, maybe.
Probably.
There's also Syndicate Project. Tom Castle, better known as Syndicate, is a YouTuber and Twitch streamer best known for his multiple Call of Duty series and Minecraft Let's Plays, the most popular of which being the Minecraft Project and Minite, where he played with other large YouTubers such as Captain Sparkles, Jericho, and oh my god, it's Firefox. He was also accused of some misconduct.
And then we've got Toby Games. This is the one I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Toby Joseph Turner, also known by his stage name Tobuscus, is an American internet personality and actor. Originally from Niceville, Florida, he is best known for his YouTube videos. As of November 5th, 2021, Turner has a total of 14 million subscribers and over 3.8 billion video views on his YouTube channels. He is accused of assault on his partner. And he continues to upload transphobic, alt-right, chronically online takes on his YouTube channel. And this, I saw this on Twitter and TikTok that went viral. And some of my friends were talking about it, too. He, like, did a video with Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about? How do they get so far gone?
Yeah.
Like, how do you just lose touch with reality? And it's so fucking weird, too, to go from online video gameplay to, in this YouTube video that he uploaded I guess it was a few days ago, weeks ago. He's talking about like Black Lives Matter and all. He's sitting in his car talking about it. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So it's so fucking weird. Yeah. And then there's Yogscast, probably one of the most famous Minecraft YouTubers of the time. One of the first channels to add mods into Minecraft and do Let's Plays of custom maps.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an entire Wikipedia of their channel. I mean, I watched a couple of Minecraft videos where they're quoted like as, you know, like documentary style of the beginning of Minecraft and what made it so successful. Yogscast is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got 2012, the pre-hype year. Minecraft's first explosion of content finally took off and entered the gaming mainstream. I remember I started to see like Minecraft backpacks and like the swords and all that. And I was like, ugh.
I think
boys.
It's the first time I saw that hoodie that zips up all the way to the head. It's like a Minecraft guy.
Yeah.
You push that guy down the stairs.
Yeah.
No.
That's how you knew who to bully in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking pixelated hoodie. You're happy? Oh, kick him. Kick that guy. Get him. Yeah.
I think I just actually have a vendetta against like weird jackets. Like ones that zip up, ones that have like little ears.
I used to have.
What?
You're going to hate me. I used to have an Iron Man zip-up hoodie.
Yeah.
That zipped up all the way. But it was, like, see-through right on the eyes, and it looked like the Iron Man mask. And it had the whole... And I was a woman, and I did have big tits in high school.
Yes.
So it looked like Iron Man with just big old yoinkers.
Yes. You drive with that on?
Yeah. There are scratches all over. You're good. Yes. You're good.
I know that like our art teacher got like into a really bad wreck when it was like Spirit Week and it was like silly, goofy, whatever day.
What was he wearing?
No, she was like pulled out of the car with like striped like socks and like a really frilly like skirt.
Oh.
Just the most embarrassing to crash in.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. There was like whenever Halloween rolls around is like people always like post like videos of them getting into car crashes when they're wearing their costume.
But
like
something. What side of the internet are you on?
Or like, oh my god. I posted this like Halloween like sketch the other day where like our grandma died and whatever. And so then in the comments, someone was like, this is actually crazy because my grandma died on Halloween in a dinosaur outfit. And I was like,
this is about you.
You made it about yourself. I was like, oh my God. Like, just imagine like dying in like a very unusual like dress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be kind of embarrassing.
I would lighten the situation, though.
Yes.
Like, the family comes to collect the personal belongings, and it's just like an inflatable dinosaur uniform.
I've been struck by a car at a gas station. I'm no pants on, just poo-bearing.
She was found with just a red crop top and a bottle of honey.
For some reason, the coroner, like, takes the sheet off my entire body to identify me. It's like, That's all of it, yeah.
Oh, cover back up. Yeah. I wanted to go as Fat Elvis this year for Halloween, but it didn't end up working out. I didn't even celebrate Halloween. I was driving.
You did? Oh, yeah.
I drove from Austin, Texas to Los Angeles.
Did you not do anything before you left?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's kind of sad, but Fat Elvis, I'll do it next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to start packing on the weight now.
Or just make it your Thanksgiving costume.
That's smart.
Yeah. Or like, what day did he die?
Oh, I should know that.
You should do a tutorial.
I think it was December 25th.
Do a YouTube tutorial.
And then he rose again.
Yes.
A few months later.
Fat Elvis was crucified right next to Jesus.
He died on Christ's birthday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So the pre-hype year, this is the expansion from vanilla content. So we have Captain Sparkles. Jordan Marin, also known by his online alias Captain Sparkles, is an American YouTuber, Twitch streamer, gamer, and electronic musician. Marin is primarily known for playing the video game Minecraft, which is featured on his main channel, Captain Sparkles, and its channel, Captain Sparkles 2, Electric Boogaloo. As of September 2022. Oh my God.
September 11th, 2002.
Yes.
Wait.
His 11 YouTube channels. Oh my God, dude. How do you even manage 11 fucking YouTube channels?
And how do you diversify them?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Has collectively earned over 13.7 million subscribers and 4.48 billion video views. And his main channel is the 281st most subscribed channel on YouTube with over 11.3 million subscribers.
Oh my God.
I don't know what it was with this time, but parody music videos was rampant.
Oh my God.
I can't fucking do that type of comedy.
No.
There's actually no other type of, I know that everyone has like comedy subjective. If you have any sort of musical act in your comedy, I'm immediately repulsed.
You know, the only exception I will say is Bo Burnham. I enjoy Bo Burnham's.
I enjoy Bo Burnham by himself.
No music?
No.
It's a big part of his act, though.
Yeah, and you just really got to get through it.
Okay.
No, I think if there's any sort of musical number or like a theater kid who does comedy, I'm like,
no. Yeah, well, it's just because it's campy, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
It's like campy cringe.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you've put yourself back in the 2012 mindset, I probably would have watched these and been like,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But it's because, and this is a theme that we always touch on in these episodes, is there are so many layers to how we are where we are right now in internet history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in order to understand this meme, you have to understand 17 other things that have happened in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is in the middle of all that. You know, this was still kind of earnest comedy that people were trying to do. And it wasn't even like laugh out loud comedy. It's parodies.
Yeah.
You know, there were so many parody videos and music videos. And then when Jake Paul started doing all his shit of like diss tracks and all that was a completely different era, and I don't think people were haha giggling at that, but it was just kind of like a fuck yeah sort of thing.
Actually, yeah, it is kind of interesting to think about like the progression of like comedy in music. So like this parody videos, Jake Paul, and then you have like I know that Squidward's nose is like a dick. I want to write like that's like actually, I know that she's like a serious musician, but also like it's interesting to see like how comedy progresses in music itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, who was, I mean, was Lil Dicky considered, like, a funny rapper?
I don't know who Lil Dicky is.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the guy with the curly hair?
Yeah,
I know. Well, I think he was.
That's the thing. All of these stones had to be paved for people to do what they do now.
Yeah.
So, like, this isn't funny, but it's important, you know? Stupid.
There's also the 2013 to 2015, the golden age. Minecraft is now one of the most popular games in history. And Minecraft songs were at its peak. Minecraft trolling began rising in popularity, and modded Minecraft videos were most popular during this time. There was a huge topic within itself that would include mod showcases, mod let's plays, and challenge games.
There's a rise of collaborations and ensemble casts, playing different Minecraft maps and servers with one another, like Hunger Games, parkour, custom maps, challenges, etc. And we need to talk about Dan TDM. Again, guys, we don't play Minecraft, so if I'm saying it wrong, just
everyone's like,
suck it up.
Oh, it's Dantum.
You know it's Dantum.
Yeah.
Whatever. Daniel Robert Middleton, better known online as Dantadum.
Daniel Radcliffe. Yes.
Formerly the Diamond Minecart, is a British YouTuber and gamer known for his video game commentaries. His online video channels have covered many video games, including Minecraft, Roblox, and Pokemon. His channel has been listed among the top YouTube channels in the United Kingdom. There's only got to be like four.
Well, you got Wales.
You got
England.
Yeah. In July 2015, he was listed as one of the most popular YouTubers in the world by viewership. He has won several Kids' Choice Awards and set Guinness World Records for his gaming and presenting. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, Middleton topped the Forbes list of highest paid YouTube stars, earning $16.5 million in 1 year for playing Minecraft.
Wait, this... That's... Well, I guess. Yeah, dude. That's insane.
Oh, my God. As of July 2022, his YouTube channel has reached over 26 million subscribers, 18 billion video views, and has posted over 3,500 videos. How many videos have you posted on YouTube?
At least, like 100 and something. But the thing is like, okay, so this, you were talking about how do they diversify? If you play Minecraft, Roblox, and Pokemon, I feel like the previous guy could have, like, separate channels for, like, separate games, you know?
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's a vlog channel, and maybe there's a family channel, and maybe there's a
cooking channel,
shitting channel,
behind the scenes,
flossing, brushing your teeth channel,
Guinness Book of World Records channel, putting on bangles.
I wonder what the world record is for most YouTube channels. Successful YouTube channels.
Okay, yeah.
Because I could sit here and create 38, but that's not, like, no one's going to follow
all your top
them.
Commenters, Brittany 1 through 38.
Yep.
Yes.
I love you so much, Brittany Broski 7.
The voice memo. Oh!
Guys, stop!
There's Team Crafted. It was a Minecraft gaming group that was founded in February of 2012 by now former member Deadlocks. That's a cool name. Deadlocks.
It's like mahogany locks.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Yes. They bought a house for the entire group, but only Trumu lives there now. They've inspired hundreds of people. Several members quit, and during March of 2014, the group collapsed. It's like with MagCon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In June of 2014, it was announced that Team Crafted was having a relaunch. However, it never came to pass. And then towards the end of 2015, Minecraft viewership and burnout began to settle in as players and audiences became less interested with the game.
2016, we see the downfall. Mm-hmm. The continuous fall of Minecraft's popularity meant many Minecraft YouTubers either stopped making content or switched to different games to the ever-adapting YouTube platform. And Stanley put a little comment that says, common YouTube kissing pranks, 2016, worst year of the platform, L.
They pivot from Minecraft to making out with strangers.
Literally. Yeah. The unraveling of drama, controversies, and assault within the Minecraft community also led to its downfall. A lion maker groomed and talked sexually with underage girls. Basherverse, popular Minecraft YouTuber at the time, was actively going insane online, making weird videos with his girlfriend, having breakdowns online for everyone to see. You don't have to document everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just do. Sky Does Minecraft has accusations against him as well. This news completely destroyed the Minecraft YouTube community as its reputation was tarnished and it was never looked at the same. Because when you start dicking around like that, because I don't know if it's because you're now famous, because you have a following, because people are paying attention to you, that they just act out.
Yeah.
I don't know what causes it.
That is true. You have, like, power now. You know, like, I assume.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, wield that in some way over someone.
You don't know how, and you don't know... But it's also like, these are grown ass fucking men.
Yeah, you should know how, you just don't care.
Right. So 2017 to 2018, content-wise, the videos were the same as years before, but nobody was watching. No new creators appeared. Known creators fell in viewership. And then we see Fortnite! Fortnite killed Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
It was becoming the new game for content. Everyone was doing Let's Play Fortnites. And then the Minecraft YouTubers switched over to Fortnite gameplay. Only a select few continued to make Minecraft videos and stay afloat. Dantidom, Sundy, Stampy, and popular MMOs. Mm-hmm. Minecraft was thought to be a dead game and established that it would not come back. But spoilers, it did.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of how, like, in every single, like, music genre, there's, like, waves. Like, I know with, like, whenever I date people who do EDM stuff, it's, like, you know, like, house or, like, techno or, like, trance or, like, dubstep. And so, like, you know, fucking, like, Skrillex was, like, huge. And then that sort of type of EDM, like, died out. And now you have, like, other things from, like, Europe, like...
Yeah, house is back.
Yeah, like, all this shit, like, comes in waves. So, like, to think that... I actually think to think that something will be officially over just because there's a lull, I think that there's going to be, like, another wave of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have an opportunity. Actually, that's how... we were talking about, like, getting in on the ground floor. So, like, when you notice that a genre of something just died out, I would honestly start to do it. Like, so then when the second wave hits in, like, a couple years, you would have already established yourself.
It's going to be hard to find an audience, though, if everyone's over it and you're actively starting it.
No, I know. It's going to be like 2 to 3 years of just like almost no growth. But then like you, when it starts to pick back up again, you're already on like the forefront of it. Because since we know that a lot of these things, music, video games, come back in waves. So I would just be, I would honestly get in right before the wave.
But now that people are over YouTuber scandals... You know, like, people just don't.
Yeah.
That whole Dramageddon thing, people were so enraptured with it. Mm-hmm. And now people are like, I hate all these people. Stop giving them attention.
Yeah.
Start being messy online now.
Honestly, yeah.
Start saying some absurd things. Attack a community that does need to be attacked. And maybe you'll get famous.
Well, I mean, we are circling back to, like, it's okay to be a hater. Because we had, like, a solid, like, few years where everyone's like, hey, what you post is, like, valid and you shouldn't be toxic. And now we're like, hey, guys, we're all mentally healed. It's okay to, like, hate things that are not based on your appearance.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can hate the way that you dyed your hair because, like, that's just how you dyed your hair. Like, so
because fuck you.
So there's like this renaissance of like haterness. So if you want to be a messy person, now is the time to get
it
in on that.
It is the time.
Yeah.
Please don't under this video though.
Yeah.
Please be nice to me.
They talk about my hair color.
You just opened up a can of worms.
Yeah. There's the New Beginnings 2019.
2019.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about
Yeah.
Okay.
The nostalgia of Minecraft began, and that's it too, is people are nostalgic for a time when that was popular and where they were in their lives. The nostalgia of Minecraft began as YouTubers and viewers began having burnout from Fortnite and yearning for Minecraft videos once again. Due to this nostalgia, some content creators began returning to creating Minecraft videos as a novelty of nostalgia.
Wait, also this reminds me of like actual farming. You know, like how you like 1 year do like green beans and then you alternate the soil by like doing corn and then the next year you can do green beans again because the soil is like Yeah, dude, this makes sense.
Yeah, the internet is just one big game of Farmville.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so yeah, keep going, sorry.
So we've got Call Me Carson, which... better known online as Call Me Carson, what's his name? Carson King, is an American YouTuber, comedian, Twitch streamer, and gamer who creates videos with his friends, typically recording themselves on Discord or in a video game such as Minecraft. They started streaming a new series on Twitch called SMP Live, where the highlights were later uploaded to YouTube. It was a community event where other Minecraft YouTubers played on a survival server together. This series proved successful, and other content creators began returning to Minecraft as well. But Call Me Carson, again, what the fuck, is accused of being racist and sexting with a 17-year-old when he was 19. Mm-hmm. He's also crazy young. He was born in 1999.
I know.
He's like 23. We've got PewDiePie. PewDiePie started his own survival Let's Play on Minecraft, bringing in tens of millions of views. I watched a video that Stanley linked in the research of PewDiePie from literally like 12 years ago,
yeah,
or like 10 years ago or something like that, playing, and he's speaking in, is he Swedish?
Something
like
that.
He's speaking in his native language.
Simlish, yeah.
Simlish, yes. speaking Simlish with his friends, and it was like a 2-minute video, and it has like 100 million views.
Holy shit.
And I was like, this was the beginning of it all. And I was going through the comments just out of curiosity, and they were all very sweet. It was like, little did he know what was about to come. And I was like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Even though PewDiePie's complex individual. Mm-hmm. Minecraft Mondays, weekly Minecraft tournaments with YouTubers and streamers used to be a thing. And now we've got 2020 to now, which is the present, a new generation.
A new, yeah. So the lore of Minecraft's fall and rise began, became content within itself, and a resurgence of its online presence skyrocketed. Minecraft's popularity is solidified within its within internet history, and it continues to grow today. The rise of challenges, speedruns, ensemble, and collaboration role-playing. We have Technoblade, rest in peace. I did watch that very sweet video that his father read. Yeah. That was so, I didn't know him personally, but that was.
The whole internet felt that.
Yeah.
Was, I mean, I'm not even in this community, but that was on Twitter, and I was like, that's really.
Yeah. There's something about, like, I mean, the celebrities pass, it's very sad, but when, like, a content creator passes, it's just, like, a moment of silence from the internet is really nice sometimes.
Yeah.
You have Tommy Innit, Dream, George Not Found, Sandiction, and Mr. Beast Gaming.
We've got to talk about Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Dream has been active online since 2014, but did not gain substantial popularity until 2019. He is well known for his YouTube series Minecraft Manhunt, and was also well known for his Minecraft speedruns, in which he was accused of cheating in late 2020. Mm-hmm. Dream later admitted to using game mods, but maintained that he used them unintentionally during his single-player speedruns, intending for them to only apply during his multiplayer challenge videos. Dream SMP, content created in the Dream SMP, which was Dream's invite-only survival multiplayer Minecraft server that stars content creators engaged in roleplay, has also attracted considerable attention and a popular fandom. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We said something about Dream SMP, and they were like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
So love you guys. Shout out to you guys. As of September 10th, 2022, his seven YouTube channels have collectively reached over 41 million subscribers and over 3.2 billion views. And his two Twitch channels have collectively gained 7 million followers and 19 million views. YouTube awarded Dream the Streamy Award for gaming in both 2020 and 2021.
Dude, to amass that many followers is absolutely insane.
Like, how? And also, let's point out at this time, no one knew what he looked like.
Yeah.
Like, he recently, if you've been on the internet at all in the last 2 months, Dream did a face reveal. He was one of these faceless content creators that is allowed to, I guess, be a little freer online, you know, because people can project their fantasies onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this face reveal, and bitch, it was almost like, oh my God, people are so mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ugly at all. I think he's cute. But people were so fucking mean.
Yeah. Wait, what do you, just like separately, what do you think is the female voice equivalent of Dream? Like, who do you think is,
I don't know.
Like, what is like a sexy, but like, like great, like, I don't know, what's a sexy voice for women that's not like baby?
Well, they're non-binary, but the person from House of the Dragon, the a Negroni.
Oh, yeah.
Spagliotti.
I think that's a attractive voice, but I didn't understand the hype around that clip. Because that, if you've tasted that drink, it's dog shit.
Yeah, it's awful. It's just because they're hot.
I know. It's like the most bitter drink you could have.
Yeah.
So, but yes, they are hot, so. But yeah,
I think that might be the equivalent. It's like a husky sort of, and the accent definitely helps.
Mm-hmm, but I imagine the fact, again, like we talk about like how being hot like really helps. If someone ugly recommended that drink, I'd be like, this is, what are you saying?
You're stupid and ugly. Pick one.
I like a Four Loko over ice.
A Four Loko.
In a red cup. Like, it's like, ew. God.
A Four Loko. Lukewarm in a mug.
I feel so bad for, like, any gay bartender who, like, for, like, a solid week. I was like, Spagliato for a second.
Yeah. I hate my job.
There's also the uncensored library.
Well, hold on. Are we done with Dream? Because I feel like, what else is there to say, really, other than the reaction was so polarizing? And I feel like people were trying to go viral on Twitter by having just like really bad takes, just like being mean for no reason. But then also it begs the question, why reveal? Mm-hmm. Why reveal your face now? Did he? I don't feel like he was faltering in popularity or relevance. Like, why now? That's something you do when you fell off.
Yeah.
You know, it's like get your name back in the ring sort of thing. So when that happened, I was like, why? Why?
I don't understand why you would do the reveal because it's like a large, since your voice is so sexy, a large chunk of your audience is there because they're projecting, they're creating their own fantasy in their brain.
Exactly.
Like, if you were to read fan fiction and, like, a popular fan fiction and, like, now you have this perception of the celebrity and the celebrity is just like, no, that would never happen. You'd be like, well, you don't, you kind of ruined it, you know?
Yeah, you ruined the whole fantasy.
Yeah, like, if Harry Styles started to make a YouTube channel, it would almost ruin perception of
him. I'd get my tattoo ripped off.
Because you, like, a lot of the legwork is, like, the audience and, like, the fans coming up with, like, this is who he could be. So, like, to have almost too much access to him.
Period.
Would, like, give you the ick.
Right.
So I think a lot of people, it gave them the ick, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was also just the initial shock of like, oh.
Yeah.
Because you expect him to look like fucking Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, oh yeah, you're a gamer.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that people were way too mean to him. Mm. Okay. So that I want to talk about the Uncensored Library.
Okay.
Which is really, really fucking cool. On March 12th, 2020, Blockworks released a YouTube video introducing the new project, The Uncensored Library, spearheaded by Reporters Without Borders and built by Blockworks and DDB Berlin. The Uncensored Library is a place you can visit within Minecraft to read the works of censored journalists from Russia, Mexico, Egypt, Vietnam, and Saudi Arabia.
Oh my God.
And this is a whole, y'all should Google this, look it up on YouTube. It is a fully beautifully built and designed library that looks like a museum that you can walk through, you can whatever, and there are separate rooms where you can find the actual like texts.
Yeah.
And it is a place, it's one of these things where Minecraft has become so much bigger than it ever probably was meant to.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of, what episode was that when we talked about
anonymity?
Yes, where the...
Clearing the map.
Yes, you
where,
know
like, yeah, you could enter, like... So we're talking... The internet is mostly dark and horrific.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing with, like, clearing the map is, like, this map where, like, queer people all across the world can, like, log anonymous experiences. So you can, like, zoom into countries where it's illegal to be gay and see these beautiful, like, just anonymous blurbs. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this is, yeah, like, similar to that where,
it's
like...
in that vein.
Yeah, like, you hear, like, a lot of shitty things happen with Minecraft, whether Minecraft be, like, scandals or, like, something like this. Just to see, like, what it could be used for is, like, really cool.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, fucking Minecomp or something, then it's alt-right strikes again.
Damn.
Fuck.
But this is a separate thing. It reminds me of, like, this is not a nice thing, but, like, how, like, using different, like, apps for, like, something that they're not intended for.
Yeah.
Like, I realized that you can, like, cheat on someone. If you don't want to text them and, like, get caught, you could do, like, a shared note, and then you guys can, like, text back and forth in the note.
Stupid.
And, like, you can, like, lock the note.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? But also, that's the bad version of, like, using something it's not meant for. But, like, the Uncensored Library sounds really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I imagine with a lot that's happening where, like, governments literally shut down the internet.
Right.
This would be incredible.
It's building a whole archive that some people just would never have access to. I think it's really, really neat. And also just the architecture.
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful. I watched this video. I was like, damn. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to talk about Minecon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to tell them about Minecon?
Is it Mahjong or Mojang?
I want to say Mojang.
Because I think Mahjong is a type of board game. So at Mojang, AB announced that Minecon, a convention for all Minecraft players, would be held on the 18th and 19th of November 2011 at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. The official website for event announced that they would be celebrating the official launch of the game. Oh my God. The Mirage is being torn down.
Why?
Not the Mirage, but it's not torn down. It's being like, there's no more Mirage after 2022. They're like
that?
Rebranding it. I have no idea.
Oh, it was like someone else bought it?
Yeah. But I was celebrate the official launch of Minecraft with your friends from around the world and the Mojang team. Get ready for a fun weekend of everything Minecraft. The first Minecon is sure to blow away all your expectations. Set in the fantastic city of Las Vegas, we are ready to have the ultimate block party.
As so money.
But I wonder, like, have there been, like, subsequent Minecons?
Yeah.
I assume so.
Every year.
Mine?
2011 was the first one. Of all places, why Las Vegas?
But now it's called Minecraft Live.
I think Minecon, the last one was what, 2019 or something? Minecon 2022. Oh yeah, you're right, Minecraft Live.
Well, I mean, 2019 it was Minecon Live, so I wonder when they like transfer to Minecraft. I mean, yeah.
We should throw Minecon 2023.
We should.
At our house.
Yes. We get like a permit from the city to host millions of people in our driveway.
100,000 people on our block. All of the zip up hoodies with swords walking around like this. There's chickens, feral hogs.
Okay, yeah, but that's a quick, brief overview of Minecraft. Yeah,
that is, we did our absolute best, guys. Mm-hmm. I think that was good.
Yeah, it's like the meme episode of where like there's so much information that we truly had to do the abridged version. Yeah.
There are so many YouTube videos though that like mm-hmm. sum it up so much better than we ever could. And also, if you play Minecraft, mm-hmm. Let us know what your favorite server is and why you like it.
Yeah, and definitely recommend like a Minecrafter who like is not fighting but like building and just like dicking around, because I would love to play that in the background of anything. Yeah, while I...
who's a non-problematic Minecraft YouTuber?
Yeah, they just build things and sick pigs on villagers.
Fuck the pigs and send them off with their little pig babies.
The not problematic Minecrafter who fucks the pigs.
Yes. I'm not asking for much. Yes. Okay. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening, and we love y'all. And give us a 5-star rating on podcasts.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And y'all leave us a good review, and I love y'all. And I'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.